70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. A great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. The pollen count still stays in the very high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. And Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, haha, they're coming to take me away.
Jack, I consider this biographical.
To the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time.
The song? Yeah, well, why? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like this.
Did you talk to Rick this morning?
No. I just, you know, sometimes I feel like... our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV, 6 minutes now after 9 o'clock. As you make your way through the capital city, the river region, the state of Alabama, or wherever you find yourself in the central time zone. It is the vernal equinox. Jack Campbell. Today, around 4-something, 450 or so. 453, I think.
Are you excited?
I don't even know what it means, but I'm all there. Whatever it means, I'm in. I'm not. I think it's something to do with the way the Earth tilts and faces the sun, and it's the arrival of spring, and Thumper's going to be out there. And I read something weird. Like if you leave rabbits alone in an ideal condition, in something like a short period of time, like a few years, they can make billions of rabbits.
Really?
Yeah, something crazy like that. But I guess that happens in the spring. I guess that's where the blanking like rabbits
come
from.
I was just saying that.
I always wondered, were they particularly good at it, or just, you know, is it a frequency issue? Our number 272-922. I got a bunch of news. Where's the stapler? Every day the stapler moves. I have really, really good stack of news here. I warned everybody when this gas tax passed that the Republicans were going to have to throw some real red meat out there. They were going to have to throw some real, real red meat out there. And they're going to. We're finally getting an idea now of what they're going to be throwing out there.
Abortion and gun bills.
No, believe it or not, it's actually different than that. Del Marsh moves to end Common Core in Alabama. Now, the great irony in this, of course, is Del Marsh was the only person keeping Common Core legal in Alabama. For years. I mean, for like 5, 6, 7 years, Del Marsh was the singular figure for keeping Common Core legal in the state of Alabama. If anybody else had been the pro tem of the Alabama Senate, it would have been reversed. He was the only person standing in the way. This is something that was voted like 400-1 to be repealed by the Alabama Republican Executive Committee.
That tells me he is looking for a path to the U.S. Senate.
Oh, 100%. There's no other explanation for this. He just raised a very unpopular gas tax over the will and objection of his constituents, who he's going to have to rely on. Alabama State, you know, and I don't blame him. I don't think Del Marsh is a bad guy.
No, he's a good guy.
And my criticism of him here is not that he's a bad individual or a bad human being. It's just pointing out, you know, I'm intellectually honest and philosophically consistent. We have called from this radio station for 5 years for Common Core to be repealed. And the reason it hasn't been repealed yet is because of Del Marsh. So there's a great bit of irony in the fact that Del Marsh will be the one to file the legislation that could potentially get this thing repealed. But this is yellowhammernews.com headline. Del Marsh moves to end Common Core in Alabama. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh filed a bill Tuesday that would repeal Common Core in the Yellowhammer State. In a video, Marsh explained his bold move, which had not been anticipated by state political observers. Marsh said, quote, "In the past, I've let our state school board, who dictates education policy, have Common Core in place. But after 10 years, the state of Alabama is 49th in math and 46th in reading. We can't keep going in that direction, so today I will introduce this bill and ask my colleagues to support it so we can eliminate Common Core and start a new direction for the education in the state of Alabama." But we were like 25th in math and reading when 10 years ago. When Common Core got put in.
Yep.
And a lot of the activists said, hey, wait a minute, this is a bad idea. This is a bad deal. And while we were sliding from 25th to 49th, that didn't take place overnight. They went 25th, 28th, 31st, 35th, 39th, 42nd, 45th, 49th. While that slide was happening, people all over the state were convening on a regular basis begging Del Marsh to repeal Common Core in Alabama. And the entire time, he refused. He said, no. We're going to give it a chance. We're going to leave it up to the school board. We're going to do the whatever the answer was. He also has filed a bill. Here's the headline. Marsh's bill to help build Trump's wall receives committee approval. A bill authored by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh would voluntarily allow a taxpayer to divert a portion or all of their own state income tax refund to We Build the Wall, Inc.,
received a favorable recommendation by the Senate Government Affairs Committee Tuesday afternoon. The bill would simply add We Build the Wall, Inc. to the list of various programs and organizations that currently receive funds from your income tax checkoffs. Do people do this? There's a list of charities on your tax return, your state tax return. I see it every year. Does anybody actually send money to any of these charities?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you want to donate some money to We Build the Wall, Inc., you're wasting your money, but I'm fine with it. You can do it. You knock yourself. They're not going to build a damn wall. I can assure you that. The president will build the wall. The We Build the Wall, Inc. will not build the wall. I don't know what they're going to do with the money. It's some scam, I guess. But if you... I mean, I think they have, like, Humane Society on there, and God knows what a Girl Scouts may be. I mean, that's all, you know, good charities, but do people actually donate money through the tax refund?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? If I wanted to donate to the Humane Society, why don't I just wait and get my money and donate to the Humane Society? Why on earth would I check on? I don't know. I don't understand all that, but I told you they were going to be looking for some real red meat issues. Real red meat issues. Look for people like Clyde Chambliss and Reed Ingram to get on board with these red meat issues, by the way. Well, look for statements by these guys. Other people around the state who voted for these lousy bills. This lousy gas tax. Look for other people to go out there and say, I'm in favor of repealing Common Core. I hadn't done a damn thing to do it until now, but now that I find myself adverse to my constituency, I'm going to repeal Common Core, because those rednecks sure want Common Core repealed. And rednecks get what they want when I'm in electoral trouble. So we're going to have to do some repealing. We'll get out our repealing pen and repeal.
Who are you trying to imitate?
Alabama legislator. Oh, excuse me. I said that wrong to be in Alabama politics. Random Alabama legislator. Legislator. I don't know why they end, and they all say juror, too. They change it to legislator instead of legislator or legislature. I've heard that one.
That's what I'm saying.
They confuse the two. I don't know why this gets passed. I know why, because people don't listen to talk radio. They don't listen to good talk radio. They don't listen to talk radio that breaks it down. I got a bunch of Alabama news in here today. A bunch of Alabama news. Let's do this. I'm going to take a quick break. When we get back on the other side of this quick break, did I throw my log out? Where did it go? I have no idea.
You've lost your mind.
Oh, here it is. I haven't lost my mind. What are you talking about? I haven't lost my mind. We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Hopefully a more lively Jack Campbell in segment number two.
You've hogged the conversation.
I have not. We'll be back.
Well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm going to be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I have a...
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
O'Reilly. Improve visibility in your vehicle when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Trico Titan wiper blades. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success, Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
All right, guys, welcome in 19 after 9. Right, F. Jackson Campbell III. There's a Roundup commercial on TV right now. Did they not see the jury yesterday?
What happened? I didn't.
Oh, they got licked yesterday. You know, they lost like a several hundred million dollar verdict a few months ago, saying Roundup's causing cancer.
Yeah.
And a jury in California yesterday said, sure enough, Roundup's causing cancer. And now they're going into the damages portion of it. Yeah. I mean, they may get licked again. Bayer, the stock is down like 10, 12%. And you know what? Bayer, Roundup is not the worst thing Bayer's ever done. I do not understand how some companies...
Like Bayer Aspirin?
Yes.
I thought Monsanto owned it.
Well, Bayer bought Monsanto.
Oh, my God.
You know, during
a bad move.
Have you ever seen what Bayer did during World War II? They were buying Auschwitz victims out of concentration camps and then doing experiments on them. 100% fatality rate on these experiments.
Oh, my God.
And they were paying 170 Reichsmarks per person. And then they would take them and they would subject them to all sort of chemicals and medicines. And they were just doing experiments on people. This was Bayer, that's still an ongoing concern. I don't understand how that happens. Our number 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you by one of the great places in all of Montgomery, one of the great restaurants in the entire world, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We are blessed and lucky to have something of this quality and this caliber right here in the River Region. Most cities don't have something like this, and for a long time, Montgomery didn't. But Midtown Pizza Kitchen is the real deal. Casual, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere, but fine dining quality Italian food. It's a great combination. You can walk in there in a pair of culottes and a t-shirt if you want, or you can walk in there in a business suit. You're going to feel great and right at home in both of them. You can bring your kids and have them hang out with you, or you can go on a quiet dinner date. I mean, either one is appropriate at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery,
and right off of Zelda Road. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Find a location. Find them on Facebook. You can always check out what the special is. Find them on Facebook. We'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as the day progresses. Our number 272-9228. I do have a host of Alabama news, and then we can hop over to some of the national stuff as well. A couple programming notes. Jack Campbell will be in tomorrow, so if you normally tune out Thursdays because Jack's not here, tune out Friday. Jack won't be here. I don't know if Mowry's coming tomorrow or Friday or both. I've invited him for both. April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership normally joins us on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday late, like at 11. She will not be here today. So those are kind of your programming notes. Red Top.
Good morning.
Morning.
On the wall, I guess they love Common Core in Alabama because probably half the people are too stupid to realize Alabama's not on the border. That's very helpful to them. Let's talk about something here. We have a lot of states and a whole country, Canada, that's legalized marijuana. I have not heard of one incident of crime, massive car wrecks, any incidents at all involved with any of these states anywhere of problems with any of this new marijuana law.
Well, I would hesitate. I mean, it takes a while to compile all this. I know the initial reports coming out of both Colorado and Washington after the initial reports, the very early reports after legalization for recreational purposes, in other words, for getting high purposes instead of for medicinal purposes, were that there was a subtle increase in car accidents per vehicle mile traveled. So,
well, it sure didn't make much news.
Well, it didn't. I'll tell you what, there's one reason marijuana is illegal. You know it, I know it, everybody else knows it. It's not about...
Bayer,
yeah. What I was just talking about it.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Big Pharma, which on this show goes by Big Harma, big pharmaceutical companies don't want marijuana to be legal because I'm telling you what, right now CBD is now legal in Alabama. Go buy you a full-spectrum CBD oil, CO2-derived, organically grown. And you take about 25 or 30 milligrams of that about 8 o'clock at night, you will sleep like a champion. Your inflammation will be down. You'll be in a better mood. You'll start feeling better. I'm telling you, Big Pharmaceutical does not want marijuana or its derivatives to be on the market in any capacity. Because what you'll realize is their game is a racket.
Yeah, but what's criminal is the way our state is still treating people with marijuana. It needs to be legal. They need to decriminalize it, commute people's sentences, stop putting people in jail and costing our state millions and millions and millions of dollars, and give the people the medicine that they will want to get instead of drug company medicines.
Yeah.
So that's an obvious position I've always had, but I find it criminal that our state and our legislators want to still incarcerate people for things like this, and they will.
I
Thank
agree.
You, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Red Top, good call as always. Jimmy?
Hey, I have a question about the lottery.
Okay.
Who owns the Powerball and the Mega Million? Is that the state just gets a percentage of the intake? Is that the way that works?
I don't know if that's a private... I need to look at that. I don't know if that's a private corporation or if that's a collection of governmental entities that own a quasi... governmental, I don't know the answer to that. I'm looking it up as we speak. It's the Multi-State Lottery Association. It's an American nonprofit government benefit association owned and operated by agreement of its 34 member lotteries. So it's a quasi-governmental entity.
Okay. And it's nonprofit, so actually they claim they don't make no money.
Well, nonprofit just means you don't exist for the purpose of shareholder benefit.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean it doesn't generate revenue or excess.
And I had one other question about the marijuana thing. Like in Colorado, where they legalize it for recreational use.
Yeah.
How do they govern that on, like, businesses that, you know, it's illegal to operate a machine?
Well, it's just like alcohol. It's illegal. It's perfectly legal for Jack Campbell or Baron Coleman to go grab a cocktail and hang out at the Pine Bar, or, you know, go grab a beer at Chappie's with a sandwich, or go over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and enjoy a bottle of wine with dinner. We can do that all day long and twice on Sunday. But if I operate a vehicle That's illegal. If I I'm a cab driver, I can't drink. If I operate heavy equipment, a business may have a deal. I mean, you may have a business, and they may say you can't drink if you work here, and that's legal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. And so the same thing. They can businesses can do the same thing with marijuana. They could do the same thing with anything else.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Our number 272-922. I'm not advocating. Well, I guess maybe I am. I don't want to say I'm not advocating for it, because I kind of am. For a long time, I was not advocating for legalization of marijuana. What I wanted to do was, I wanted other states to legalize it and see if all hell broke loose. But they have, and it hasn't.
I know, I'm surprised.
I mean, I kind of am, too. The only thing that's happened in Colorado and Washington after legalizing it for getting high purposes is their coffers swelled. Their tax revenues. Colorado got so much tax revenue, they ran into a rarely, if ever, used constitutional provision requiring a refund to taxpayers if you collected too much tax revenue. I mean, I know a lot of people who have gone to Colorado to vacation purely for the experience of being able to smoke openly in a public place. Because, I mean, everybody gets high. But they do it, you know, behind closed doors. Or I'm kidding about everybody gets high. But, I mean, it's a widely used recreational enhancement. I mean, it just is. But you can't just do it, you know, in a parking lot somewhere at Walmart. Or you can't do it, in a coffee shop or in a bar. But in Colorado, you can. You can. And I think a lot of people take comfort in the fact that the products are probably regulated in some capacity. If Alabama ever goes this route, it would be nice for them to say there's certain pesticides they can't use on these plants. There are certain methods they can't use to extract the good stuff out of it when they make some of the concentrates. Because, you know, if it's going to be legal, it might as well be safe and regulated and healthy and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, the same thing with beer. You can't go or wine. I mean, it's legal to make wine, but you can't use, you know, antifreeze in it to sweeten it up, which would be delicious, by the way. Our number 272-922. I highly don't recommend it. It will kill you, but it would be delicious. Who's this?
Hey, this is Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, talking about the Colorado and the marijuana. My son had a good friend that he went to school with here, went to real estate school, found out the market was flooded, and it just was just a tough business. And he sold everything he had, moved out there, they have classes out there to teach you how to legally do everything within the state laws. And he went in business for himself and is making bank out there right now. He has his own shop where he sells his own edibles, and he is making bank. And it's the best. He said it was the best move he ever made in his life. Doing well. And he's doing it all within the legal ramifications that are required in that state, too. He's audited. He's checked everything. And he says, as far as crime, he said there's no crime out there. He said people aren't robbing people's stuff to go sell it to make money to buy drugs with. He said it's just... It's a totally different experience. And
what was Cat Williams said, the side effects of marijuana? Hungry, happy, sleepy. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. Who is this?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, I got a question. Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I heard people talking about legalizing marijuana, and some people are saying if we legalize marijuana, they should also, I don't know what the right word, vacate or maybe expunge the records of people that have been arrested for marijuana so that they can go out and grow it and sell it and participate. Because if you've been convicted of a marijuana charge, you can't come out and then grow marijuana legally, at least, and participate in whatever economy comes out of it. So I'm curious, do you think that should be the case? Do you think if they legalize marijuana, anybody with a marijuana conviction should be able to then participate in it to make money off it?
I don't know. You know, being arrested is more than a particular crime. Let me do the best way I can say that. When you're arrested for something, it shows two things. It shows a disregard for the law, but it also shows a magnitude of sloppiness.
Yes.
Okay? For example, a lot of people smoke marijuana. Not a lot of people get arrested for marijuana.
True.
You know what I mean?
Especially if they're not trying to traffic it, or they're not doing it on a large scale.
They're just hanging out, having a good time. They're not necessarily. They might be slightly flaunting the law, but they don't drive around with it burning in the car. They don't sit out openly in a park and smoke it. There's a certain measure of responsibility. Right. Even though you're doing something illegal, you do it illegally, responsibly. That when you get arrested, you're showing a lack of responsibility.
Right.
Generally speaking, I mean, there's exceptions on both sides. There are people who totally are irresponsible and just happen to not get arrested, and there are people who are totally responsible and just happen to get arrested. So on the margins, there's some blur. But that's like that with anything, any general rule. There's some blur on the margins. But generally speaking, so I don't know about vacating the arrests of everybody or the convictions of everybody, because there are smart drug addicts and there are dumb drug addicts. And the dumb drug addicts probably don't need to be in the business. You know, they're the ones that were too stupid to not get caught.
Yeah, that's true. And I understand what you're saying. I'm just curious because that seems to be almost something that seems to be the two things that people tie together. Like if you're going to legalize it, they feel like you ought to vacate the fence. I just want to get your input. But the second thing I will add is I think as far as legalizing it nationally, I think the first step is to take it off as a Schedule I drug. And I think until that happens, I think you will give states like Alabama a way out of actually legalizing it, because they'll always go back to the fact that it's a Schedule I drug, and if you take that down, they don't have that to fall back on. They have to just say, we're not going to do it because we don't want to do it, as opposed to having some type of rationale. But that's just me. But anyway,
yeah, well, again, that's an FDA decision. That could be done administratively. I don't think
DEA.
Okay, well, DEA then. But so I think that can be done administratively. I think that's just a matter of publishing in the CFR, asking for public comment, and then making the decision.
It may be. But
I don't know that that's statutory. It might be. Hey, I do have to run. I appreciate your call, Jason.
All right, later, guys.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Boy, do I have a special announcement for you people today. I am so excited. I am so, so, so excited. I want everyone to listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. We're bringing on a brand new advertiser right now, Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash. These guys, it says Auburn House Wash, they're working here in the River Region. They do such a fantastic job. I have a good friend who used, that's how I heard about Auburn House Wash. I had a good friend who used Auburn House Wash and was over the moon excited with the way their house looked. It looked like the whole thing had been repainted with a new roof. I mean, it made it look like a brand new house. I saw the before and after. I saw the time-lapse video footage. Of it in process. I sat there and watched it in awe. You can see it on their Facebook page, Auburn House Wash. They have a website as well, auburnhousewash.com. You can call them, 826-WASH. It's that easy, 826-WASH. 826-WASH, they're licensed, insured. They got $2 million in general liability insurance. They've got the workers are incredible. The workers are incredible. That's the wow factor, the workers. And if you pressure wash your house, you can damage the exterior of your house. You can damage the roof. There are things that can go wrong. They use a soft washing process. It uses very low pressure. It eliminates the risk of structural and cosmetic damages. And what they hear from everybody is that the finished product and the customer service combine to make a truly unique experience, one of the great, great experiences imaginable. Well, you say, well, my house is too small for that. Well, they've done everything from little one- and two-bedroom cottages to hotels and baseball stadiums. They do residential and commercial. So whether your house is 1,000 square feet, 5,000 square feet, or you have a 100,000 square foot shopping complex, call them. Knock it out of the park. Do it, guys. Auburn House Wash. AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH. 826-WASH. Go to the Facebook page. Check out those videos, and you'll say, man, I need to get these guys in my house. Oh, and the other thing is, I took a guess in my mind of what this service cost when I first saw it and I talked to the guy. I had a guess in my mind of what you would have to pay for. His price was about one-fifth of what I guessed it would cost. So don't be afraid thinking, oh, this is going to be too expensive. Call him, 826-WASH.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of spring, with spring officially arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, lots of sunshine today. Should be a good one with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We've got the full supermoon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, more sun. Another nice day. High in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Delay. I dropped my headphones and they exploded right before I came on the air. Won't do that again. F. Jackson Gamble III seated directly to my
right. How you doing?
41 minutes after 9 o'clock. You guys, I hate to do this, but you guys want evidence radio advertising works? Auburn House Wash just ran their first ad ever on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, and I got a text that they were already fielding calls. So, you know, hey. Just Just if you guys were on the fence wondering whether advertising works, it does. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Speaking of advertising that works, ASC Credit Union works. Holy mackerel, does ASC Credit Union work. All you have to do is go by there. You got to go by there in person. Now, you can go by the website, yourasecu.com, yourasecu.com. But I highly recommend you go by there in person. Open up an absolutely free checking account. And then just sort of soak in the member benefits. Soak in the high-interest CDs. Soak in the low-interest credit cards and new and used car loans. Oh, on those new and used car loans, by the way, no payments for 90 days right now. That's a special ASC Credit Union's running. No payments for 90 days. But, Barry, where do I do this? Well, find an ASC Credit Union location near you. They're all over the place. They stretch from Clanton to Greenville. I think three locations in Montgomery alone, nine right here in the River Region. ASE Credit Union, fantastic human beings, great employees. Holy mackerel, do they have great employees. And you're going to want to be a part of it, I promise. It's a growing, but still has that really, really small town feel where they smile and say, hey, when you walk in. ASE Credit Union, federally insured, NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Why is someone trying to force a Senate candidate on us during the next Senate race?
You're talking about the U.S. Senate?
Yeah. The Senate race coming up, I get this headline from Yellowhammer News, Alabama U.S. Senate poll focusing on Miss America 95. Who? A 23-year-old, she was Miss America 23 years ago. Well, you have to read down to figure out the obvious flaw in this candidate. I'm not saying she can't win. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I don't know anything about her.
I think she's a Democrat, isn't she?
A former, it said, add former Miss Alabama and former Miss America Heather Whitestone McCallum to the list of potential Republican U.S. Senate candidates hoping to challenge incumbent Doug Jones in 2020. A poll currently being conducted, which was provided Monday to Yellowhammer News by members of the public, tests name identification and multiple biography questions on Whitestone, as well as various head-to-head matchups. Well, I'm thinking here, who the hell is pushing this woman and why? This is not an obvious route to the U.S. Senate, right?
Right.
You just fall off a turnip truck one day, you win Miss America, you lay low for 23 or 24 years, no one's ever heard of you, and now you're being pushed for U.S. Senate? My spidey sense is up, my red flags are up, my pupils are bigger than my irises. I mean, I'm wondering what the hell's going on here.
She's probably never licked an envelope to help anybody in a Republican campaign. I don't ever recall seeing her as an activist anywhere.
The poll is reportedly being conducted by RPM Research, who only describe themselves as, quote, a national research firm. It's not clear if this is a private polling company or a polling apparatus connected to a political organization. That's shady enough. Then you get this. I'm not.
Who is RPM? Do you
I know? Think I know, but I'm not going to say on the air. All right, we just had an off-air discussion. I think we know who it is, but I'm not sure. Whitestone, a Dothan native, so she's native to Alabama, was selected as 1995 Miss America. She made history as the first deaf Miss America. Well, that's nice, you know. I mean, certainly shouldn't be discounted because you're deaf, but I don't know that it gives you bonus points in the game of life either. In other words, I hope she has more to run on than the fact that she's deaf. The poll conducts ballot tests in several scenarios. Representative Gary Palmer, Representative Martha Roby, the aforementioned Whitestone, Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, Representative Bradley Byrne, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, and Representative Mo Brooks.
They didn't throw Del Marsh in there.
They did.
They did? Okay.
Then they go into Whitestone's biography, and this is where my spidey sense. Now, I'm surprised Yellowhammer has written 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs now and not mentioned the most salient fact in the entire piece. When you bury your fact, you know it's a bad fact. You know it's a bad, bad fact. I haven't gotten to it yet. What bad fact would throw you off the scent here? Obviously being a Democrat, but she's running in the Republican primary.
Yeah.
So we'll take her at her face that she's a Republican.
Well, her grandfather was owned a furniture store in Dothan. His name was Herb Whitestone. I know him or knew him because when Emory ran for governor in 1982, Herb was the Houston County chairman for his campaign. Or maybe he was the Republican county chairman. I can't remember. But anyway, I knew her family. But so I don't know what the fact that's buried could be.
Old Jack Quest.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, you hear a person's name and you know her grandfather owned a furniture company in Dothan.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, I'll be honest with you.
I don't forget things.
His granddaddy's land was three peanut fields over from the Smith plantation.
It was over toward Abbeville.
In fact, the northeast portion of Ross Clark Circle runs right through her grandpappy's southwest corner of his plantation. If you knew, now here are the questions. If you knew Heather Whitestone McCallum had overcome physical disabilities, including losing her ability to hear when she was 18 months old, to become a published author, philanthropist, and advocate for conservative causes, would you be more or less likely to vote for her? That's fine. You know, it's a great little bio. Here's the second question. And this is the fact that is buried. I wondered why I hadn't heard of this woman. Yeah, former Miss America?
Yeah.
Why haven't we heard of her? That makes two.
I've heard of her.
If you knew Heather Whitestone McCallum moved from Georgia back to her home state of Alabama just so she could run for elected office, would you be more or less likely to vote for her? She didn't even live in Alabama. She's from Alabama in the sense that she was born here and she lived here.
She was Miss Alabama and then she was Miss America and then.
And here's the next thing that raised my spidey sense. Because then at that point I'm thinking, who the hell is pushing this woman? She didn't even live in Alabama. Why do they want her to be an Alabama senator? Why do they want her to be a United States senator from Alabama? What makes this woman so special? Why didn't she run in Georgia? There are plenty of Senate seats available in Georgia, and Republicans or Democrats, either one can win, so you can run a Republican primary. You got a legitimate shot of unseating a Democrat incumbent or winning in November. Why would she run in Alabama? Spidey sense fully alert. Spidey sense number two goes up when I read the next sentence. If you knew Heather Whitestone McCallum was endorsed by former Speaker Newt Gingrich and former U.S. Senator Bob Dole, would you be more or less likely to vote for her? I'm telling you guys, let's elect our own damn senator. We had Mitch McConnell come in from Kentucky and try to tell us who to vote for last time.
That went over well.
That went over like a turd in a punch bowl.
Yes.
Then we had, now we've got Bob Dole and Newt Gingrich. Nice people, whatever. Does he still take Viagra? I know he was their spokesperson for a while.
He can't even get out of a wheelchair. I doubt that would matter at this point.
That's not what put him in the wheelchair, is it?
Well, lost a lot of blood. She campaigned with him in 1996 when he was the Republican nominee for president.
That's probably why he's campaigning for her now.
Yeah. In fact, he came here to Montgomery and she was part of his entourage. I know that because I know that.
Well, look, I'm all for all of that. I'm all for all of that. But my point is, why?
She's just, they just plucked her out of obscurity.
Well, no, they didn't. They tried to run her husband for Congress a couple times, and he lost. There's a reason they want this family. And I'm telling you, if you've learned nothing from this program, it should be wary when other people are pushing someone for public office. Insiders. When insiders are pushing someone for public office.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. There's either a quid pro quo or there's some globalist component. I mean, Newt Gingrich didn't get to be speaker without the blessings of the globalists. That's just a fact. Now, he might talk like one of us, but you guys need to be on the lookout for that guy. Bob Dole didn't get to be the Republican nominee for president without the globalist blessing either.
Right.
There's a reason they want this woman to run. She and her husband do or know something that benefits these people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be pushing her husband for Congress, and when he can't get in, now they're pushing her for Senate in a state she doesn't even live in. We'll be back. Bring back that
energy in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Improve visibility in your vehicle when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Trico Titan wiper blades. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tony Tennille from Montgomery, Alabama.
Better known as Tennille.
Tennille, yeah, when you get out of Alabama.
You know, he's not the only person that had the name changed. Tony Dorsett was Tony Dorsett his whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went to the Cowboys, and they were like, or he went to Pitt, I think, and they were like, nah, man, that's pronounced Dorsett. He was like, nah, I'm pretty sure it's Dorsett. That's how it's been pronounced. And they were like, all right, Dorsett. Here's your number and your helmet. Get out on the field, Dorsett.
The globalists got to him.
I know they got to him. 4.5 minutes of the top of the hour. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My friend Greg, your friend Greg, lifelong friend Greg, over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency is an absolute genius when it comes to insurance services, particularly in the employee realm. That's where he specializes. That's where he really gets down and can really save you some money, dealing with employee benefit packages. You might think, well, my business is too small. I don't want to deal with, they don't want to come deal with me and mess with me. That's not true at all. That's not true at all. They have clients that have 2, 3, 4 employees tops. My business is too big. They could never listen. They have companies that have 16,000-17,000 employees that are doing business with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, and they give the same amount of time and attention to both. They really love each and every client. They take them as an individual. They go through the exact same process, and they make sure you're offering your employees the best benefits imaginable. If you want to talk to them and see if you can save some money or up the benefits for your employees, call them, 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online.
CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Arthur.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Arthur.
Yeah, Tony Dorsett, number 33. He was something else for those Cowboys. But to your subject, do know that her husband, Heather Whiteson's husband, was a top staffer for Newt Gingrich. I think you mentioned Newt. I didn't hear if you actually had those details. But he, when Newt was speaker, he was a top staffer for Newt for those years. And I have met both of them. I do know nice people don't know their politics, but I would agree with you. I do find it a little weird that suddenly they're running her out there as a senatorial candidate. That's a little odd, but nevertheless, just was going to drop those little tidbits and listen to y'all. Enjoy your show.
Hey, I appreciate it. I enjoy those facts right there. That's good information. I didn't know that. I hadn't looked into it too much beyond the one story I read.
Yeah.
But my spidey sense went up. And, that's great that he was a staffer. And I'm sure his wife is a fine individual. I'd love to meet her and interview her and find out her plans and all that. But when someone is randomly pushing a Georgia resident to be United States Senate, from Alabama, I just don't know. That raises my spidey sense. Too much, frankly. Raises it too much. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let's see here, Jack.
What do you want to talk about, Baron?
Well, I kind of want to stay in the state of Alabama because there's so much going on. Del Marsh is filing a spate of bills. A spate of bills. He's filing one that provides you immunity if you break in a car window to let a dog out on a hot day or whatever. Let me tell you this. If I put my dog in my car for 1 minute and run into a convenience store and come back out and you've broken my damn window out, you're going to need more than the immunity from civil prosecution. You're going to need a bulletproof vest. You know, I don't want dogs trapped in cars either. I really don't. But if you want to hang out by the car and when it gets desperate, then break out the window, that's fine. But I know what this is going to be used for. Every time some animal rights activist, some PETA type, some HSUS type, walks through a parking lot and sees a dog in a car, they're going to go bash out all four of your windows. They're going to say, well, you can't go, dog in a car, dog in a car. It could be 61 degrees and partly cloudy. And they'll go bashing out your windows. I promise you, that's what's coming. These animal rights activists are horrific. They're the worst. I hate them.
God.
I think PETA is run by pro-animal death people.